Yeah, hi, am I speaking with Cassidy?
Yeah.
Hey, Cassidy, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department.
Oh, yes, sir.
How you doing today?
Good, I forgot. You guys are so cool today.
yeah, it's all good. Is this a good time for you to go through the Google Guarantee platform, or?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, awesome. So have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you already know how it works?
It's kind of like the Angie Lead thing, just you don't have to pay for it unless you get it, right?
Similar. So Angie Leads, right, they'll send the lead to usually multiple companies, okay?
Yeah.
And you pay for the lead regardless, right? You can dispute them. But you have to manually dispute, and I heard it's kind of like pulling teeth, you know? With Google Guaranteed, okay, it's a pay-per-lead program as well. The benefit of these leads, though, is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. So they're basically picking you and calling you directly, okay?
Okay.
Now...
So it's not like you guys are like out there searching for these people and then you send them to five different people.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we do an application process, which I'll get into in a second, but once you're approved, you could target as far as you want, as long as, like, where it gets different is if you go into a different state, you'll need a different license and yada, yada, yada. But basically, these people are searching and they're picking you and calling you directly. Is how it would work.
Okay.
Now, it will come through on your phone as LSA lead. So you'll always know when it's a Google Guaranteed lead. And you only pay for the lead if it's a qualified lead. So what that means is if when they call, if you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, like if you get into pricing, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Okay? So if it's anything other than that...
So what are the prices that run for that part? Because I know on AGLEs, we had somebody wanting a gate repaired or put up, and they charged us just as much to put the gate up as just for the lead.
Okay.
It was like freaking $85 or some crap.
Right. Do you do gates or no?
We do everything.
We do.
You guys do everything. Okay. Because what I was going to mention is if it's a service that you don't provide, you're automatically not charged for that lead. You know, and there's subcategories you'll want to turn on. But to answer your question, for the Fencing Pro Vertical, right, vertical is just the category, basically. The cost per qualified lead, it's at $100 per lead.
Okay.
Google does require to a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always, you know, set a higher budget. Sky's the limit. But the minimum I'm required to go over with you, that would be at $1,300.
Yeah.
And that automatically gives me 13 leads, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir. And the way your lead budget works is it rolls over. So let's say, for example, you guys started with the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads, and you took on 13 qualified leads, scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $1,300 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now, let's say you guys...
Every month is $1,300?
Not every month, so that's the next thing I was going to get into. So let's say a 13 lead budget is easy to hit. Like, really, unless you're doing, like, one zip code, you know? But let's say you guys took on six qualified leads and decided to pause your leads for whatever reason, booked out, like, whatever it is. Or let's just say you only got six qualified leads that month. The following month, you're not charged $1,300. You're only charged for those six leads you took on, which would be $600.
Okay.
Usually I do a one lead example there, but $100 was like easy math for me, you know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, no calculator needed on that one.
Yeah. It's so smart of them asking
that. Well, sometimes, because we service like all different categories, right, in the whole U.S., so sometimes the lead cost is like 72-45 or something, you know. So I'm like,
yeah.
I'm just going to use one lead as an example, you know. But, yeah. Now, whatever lead budget you guys set to, we don't charge that until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. Okay?
So I what still that... gotta do to be able to, I still have to do my video and everything else.
I know, I saw that in the notes. Yes, ma'am. And if you already had the Google reviews on the Google business profile, we could have transferred them to Google Guaranteed. But that is part of the application process. We're going to need 5 reviews on that Google listing. Okay?
Yeah.
Also, you guys are still currently insured, I'm assuming, right? It's only been 2 weeks.
Or what?
You guys have insurance on the company?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then the other requirement on any face-to-face employees, but in other words, if you guys have a big crew, but you're the main ones talking to the clients, it would just be you. You would have to go through a background check.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what we said in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, though. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks realistically, but you're going to have to get those 5 reviews too.
Do what?
Okay. The 5
I
reviews.
I have my extra large arm. My mom took an extra large. Or took a large.
Yeah, I know
that. Yeah. The extra larges were supposed to be mine. Sorry, word.
Oh, you're good. No worries.
So how many shirts do I have then? Huh? 4 out of 6. I ordered 7. At least I ordered. Oh, I ordered 6. So my well, that's what I was saying. He was giving them to you. He's on the phone. He's typing, and I got sidetracked when he was talking.
Huh? I had 4 left, too. He got 4, so we all ended up with 4 after we gave Mom and Bridget.
Oh, okay.
What is
it? So,
that's a company
we already paid for
our group?
Yeah. We don't have to do it. It was just something that he was calling to explain to us about it.
Yeah, it's just an upgraded service, basically.
Yeah, but how fast is it going, actually?
He asked how long it took for it to go in, though, because he's the only one that's doing it.
Yeah, but by then we'd be done with the other, and it'd be coming in just about the time the other shut down.
He said it's not necessarily $100 for each lead, he said, but it was easier for him to do the math on it.
No. It is $100 per qualified lead.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. I was just explaining. A lot of times when I go over how that lead budget rolls over, a lot of times I go over one lead as an example because, like,
okay. There's
different lead fees out there. But no, for the fencing pro vertical, for your guys' area and category, it is at $100 per qualified lead. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Great. Yeah, because we had a lady, so let's use this as an example. So we're getting Zangie leads today, right? We had like 4 or 5 people call.
Okay.
This lady says, can you come out and give us a quote? So we come out, we gave her the quote. We always charge for the materials up front, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pay for a $7, $8, $10, $12, $13, $14,000 job out of my pocket. So that a couple days before you say, oh, I'm not going to do this, that I found somebody else. So
right.
Then, therefore,
smart.
I'm stuck with your freaking materials.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that's not happening, because then it sucks. And choose to say that I can't get rid of those certain materials because it's a vinyl fence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fit for your specifications. So I had somebody do that to me today. They're like, oh, well, I'm not giving you material money up front. I found this guy that's going to do this, this, and this. And they still charge you for it.
Yeah, so with Google Guaranteed, because you scheduled the appointment, like, you would still be charged for the lead there.
Yep. We're just going to start telling them ahead of time, though. After that, I was just like, you know, when the next person calls, you tell them, we take material money up front, and if that doesn't work for you, then this job's not going to work for us.
Super smart. And especially on the Google Guaranteed or Angie Leads, right, or any lead service.
Yep.
So with Google Guaranteed, though, if you don't book the appointment or quote them, you're not charged, right? So you're going to know when it's a Google Guaranteed lead. Like, it'll come through on your phone as LSA lead. So I would really
yep.
probe on those more and definitely let them know about the material being charged up front. That way, if they're not okay with it, they don't book the appointment, you're not charged for the lead, everybody's happy.
Yep. yeah.
But if you have just a client
not...
call you, obviously you don't have to do that. But with the Google
yep.
Guaranteed leads, I absolutely would, for sure.
Yeah, so you would just be like, before they schedule an appointment, before we do an estimate, just tell them straightforward up front, hey, if you can't pay for materials up front, then this isn't going to work.
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'd recommend. So we have appliance guys that do this too, and all of them, they have like trip charges, and they range, like some of them are 75, some are 150 or whatever. So what we do for them is we put a picture of their trip charge on their Google Guarantee profile. So if they're not okay with it, they just don't call them, essentially, you know?
Hey, whatever. You know what? That's the way it should be.
Right.
Like I told my husband, I was like, as many bids as we put out there, we had one lady, she asked for, I don't know, we did so much work for her, but then she just kept asking for bids and asking for this and asking for that. I'm like, the next one that she asked for, you need to charge her
$10. right.
Like, just keep charging her. And sooner or later, she's going to quit asking for them because she's going to be pissed that she has to pay for those.
Right. No, 100%. That's why the appliance guys do it, too. Because sometimes they get out there and they tell me, like, nothing's even wrong with it, you know? Like, they were using the wrong soap or something.
No shit.
Yeah.
The way it works is... It's not, so unless you schedule the appointment
or quote them,
or you give an estimate or quote them, you don't get charged. So he said when they call you, I told him what happened earlier with the fencing and whatnot. He said you need to tell them up front before you schedule with me or I come out and give you an estimate. If you do not feel comfortable with giving me material money up front, then we can't do this. He said then you don't get charged. He said, but if they say, yeah, that's fine with me, I'm okay with that. When you go do the
estimate. It's a big job. I'll leave my machine on site so they know I'm coming back and they've got good collateral, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
He said, but unless you actually guarantee it and you get it, you don't get charged. Like, if they just call you and talk to you, they don't charge you for it. I don't know. I guess I'm going to talk to him about it and see what he thinks.
No, I agree. I'll send you everything in writing, too. The email we have on file for you is cassidy.rose1996@gmail. Is that the right one?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yep.
So the email will be titled Google Guaranteed, and it has, like, everything on there. I replied to the email, too, with, like, your vertical, the cost per qualified lead, minimum budget requirement, and I put all the subcategories, too, so you guys can see them in writing. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you'll see on the subcategories, like, one of them will say repairs and maintenance. If you guys don't want that on, you just turn that off. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you'll see what I'm talking about. And what I'll do, too, I'll send you guys a text with my direct line and extension so you have that.
Okay.
And what I could do, do you want to set up a follow-up, like, for next week, or what works best for you?
Do it for, like, 2 weeks, just in case.
Got it. All right. And obviously, if you have questions before then or want to get the application process started, feel free to call me, okay? Well, I'll put
all
you
right,
in
will,
2 weeks from today. Yeah, absolutely. Any questions for me in the meantime?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you, Cassidy. Thank you so much for being a client, and look forward to speaking to you guys again. All right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Caught up the bar.